This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Would you be surprised to learn that liberals and conservatives don't get their news from the same sources? That's one of the findings in a big Pew Research study called Political Polarization and Media Habits.
And the results weren't particularly shocking. Liberals love NPR, PBS, and The New York Times. Conservatives love Fox News and talk radio.
As Newsy points out, hardly shocking that liberals and conservatives don't watch or read the same news sources. But what does it mean for American public discourse that most of us are now living in our own personal media bubble? Here to talk about that and more is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, is this a, well, duh kind of study? As in, who didn't realize that people on opposite ends of the political spectrum get their news from different sources?
Well, I actually found a lot of interesting information in this study. So, sure, maybe we knew that liberals and conservatives were going to completely different sources of news, but we didn't know how they were doing it. And this study really fleshes that out. So I found a lot to grab onto here.
Give us a couple of examples.
Okay, so it's probably no surprise at all that people who are consistently conservative turn to Fox News. But there is no correlation for the consistently liberal. In fact, the people who are consistently liberal turn to four different sources of news. They turn to NPR, The New York Times, MSNBC, and CNN, all in relatively similar amounts. So there isn't a giant counterweight to Fox News for the liberal consumer.
Fox News picked up on the fact that this study says liberals are more likely to dump conservative posts from their social media feeds. Their conclusion, liberals are more intolerant.
That's a very interesting take, because what the study actually said is, yes, that part is true. But conservatives are much more likely to hear opinions that are similar to their own on Facebook, so they wouldn't have anybody to block.
Is there any common ground when it comes to preferred sources of news?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we're talking about the differences between people who are consistently liberal or consistently conservative. But most people are neither of those. Most people are either mostly liberal or mostly conservative, or they're somewhere mixed in the middle. And those people trust lots and lots of sources of news. So, for example, everybody across the spectrum trusts the Wall Street Journal. Most people trust The Economist, they trust the BBC, they trust ABC News, they trust USA Today, they trust Google News. All of those sources are only distrusted by people who are consistently conservative.
And everybody looks at, but apparently does not trust, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, nobody trusts BuzzFeed.
Kelly, did anybody in all of this cite their local newspaper as a trusted source of news?
Well, keep in mind, the question was, what is your main source of government and political news? And 3% of consistently conservative people said that their main source was their local newspaper.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project, you say there's one particular irony in all this data?
We already pointed out that everybody trusts the Wall Street Journal. Fox News was significantly distrusted by people who are consistently and mostly liberal, and it was trusted only by conservatives or people of a mixed opinion. But both of those properties are owned by the same guy, Rupert Murdoch.